Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh, oh, yay. It is. Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I am doing much better than yesterday.
Good.
We had to delay recording because somebody, aka me, had a terrible, terrible mental day. But I woke up this morning and I started anew.
Mm-hmm.
I worked out this morning. I did my work. And now I'm here. So.
That's right.
Also, I reached out to therapy.
Yay!
So I'm waiting for my insurance to kick in, and then they'll come back to me and be like, hey, here's the schedule.
Oh.
Yes, my coworker uses them, so I'm excited to try it out.
That is going to be so great, Val. I'm so
proud of you that you, like, finally took that step for yourself. Are you feeling good about
it? I know. I'm feeling good. I'm excited because it's been a long time. I think it's been since I've had a good therapist, like the end of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, 2019. Mm-hmm. Not 2020. And then in 2020, I tried to do BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, couldn't get past surface level conversations. And I need somebody who is like, bitch, you're lying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And so that's why I've been putting it off for so long, because I am scared of finding a new one because I miss my old one.
Yeah.
She was great. I got so lucky.
Yeah, it's hard. When I moved, my therapist in Georgia that I really loved doesn't service people outside of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like super disappointing for me, and I was so anxious to find a new therapist. And then I found one who I really liked, but then she stopped practicing like mid-COVID. I think she just had like her own stuff to deal with, and so I started doing BetterHelp too. And I really like my counselor, but I think with online therapy it is so hit or miss with, like, it just depends if you get somebody you mesh with or not, you know.
With BetterHelp there's like thousands of different therapists, so mm-hmm. it's almost like a randomized system.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I reached out to this place and I was like, I have experience with sexual assault, like, this is my family history, we deal with this, blah blah blah, not gonna go into that right now.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, please give me a female therapist. And, like, I know you can do that with BetterHelp, but mm-hmm. I feel like because there's like maybe 10 therapists there, they're like, oh, so-and-so is really experienced with that, so I'm gonna assign her to this client.
Yeah that makes sense.
So it will be around the same price, I think, as BetterHelp, from like what my coworker told me pricing wise.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's worth it to pay a little bit extra money
to
get, like, possibly in person in the future after COVID's over. So
right. And just to, like, so that you feel comfortable, you know, like, if you couldn't get past surface level conversations, then it's good for you to like find what benefits you, you know.
Yeah.
And if that's like a little bit more expensive, that's just how it is. So
yep. And since I have reorganized my finances, it's going to be fine.
Yes, that's right. I'm so proud of you. I was also proud that you didn't buy that leather suit on Instagram.
Oh, but it's so cute.
It is so cute. But and I almost pressed, like, what? I can't remember
send
what
it.
You put. Yeah, send it. I was like, I almost pressed send it. But I was like, no, I can't. I'm supporting her.
My friend, Lauren, she runs a Instagram account, like, for her work.
Mm-hmm.
She freaking said no on her personal and her work Instagram. I was like, you are a cheater. Are
I should have done
me?
It on the podcast Instagram.
It was all of, like, the people who don't really know me as well that said yes. And then it was people, like, close to me who were like, Val, no.
Girl. I know. Oh, my gosh. That's
it's
so
fine. Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Instagram polls will tell you who your real friends are. But
they will.
I mean, speaking of Instagram polls and Instagram stuff, we have a ton of awesome questions from
everybody. I'm so excited for this episode. I was honestly scared that people weren't going to post any questions, and I was like, we're gonna just talk to each other the whole time again.
I was like, oh gosh, Val and I are gonna have to come up with questions for each other. What is this gonna be?
No, we have a ton of good questions, and I looked over them before we started recording, and it looks really fun. So
yeah,
yay. All right, do you just want to hop into it now that we've talked about everything?
Yeah, I think so. Do you want to ask first, or do you want to be asked first?
Are we both answering each question?
I think for the ones that are asking both of us, yeah. And then the ones that are just asking us, like, individually.
Yeah.
So we could do... Okay.
I can ask first. I'll ask you first.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Should I just go down the list?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Fave social media and why?
Ooh. I mean, to post to Instagram, but to be on TikTok, for sure.
I agree with that. Retweet.
That's your answer?
That's my answer, too.
Yeah. Retweet Allison. I mean, I feel like it's... Yeah, I feel like it's a no-brainer. Instagram is
But why, though?
Oh, why? Yeah. Like... I don't know. I feel like Instagram, I'm more of a long form person, if you couldn't tell. I feel like it's better for Instagram, obviously, because you can, like, stories are so great. You can, like, put pretty much your whole day in stories if you want to.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, your, you know, like, hard feed posts, and those tell, like, a lot about who you are, but can also be, like, really informational, which I like. So I don't know. But then TikTok, I feel like, is where I just go to escape and not think about anything.
To consume content.
Yeah. Why for you, though?
The same reason, actually. Because, I mean, I like TikTok and all. I can't get a hold of making TikToks yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I love doing long posts on Instagram because I kind of use it as, like, my public diary a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's an easy place for people to relate to your carefully formed words. Whereas, mm-hmm. like, on TikTok, nobody wants to hear me, like, have a revelation about my confidence. You know, like...
Right.
Like, I don't know. It just feels a little odd to go on TikTok and talk about the things I usually talk about. So maybe I'll find a way to do that one day, but for
Who
now.
Knows?
Yeah. So, yeah. Same reason.
Okay, well, this one kind of goes along with it. Fave social media account to follow.
Okay, so on Instagram, Mick Zazan.
Okay.
She is somebody that I have followed for a while now, actually. She talks a lot about body confidence, like accepting your body the way it is. And she also, like, she has recently started talking about, like, clothing and redoing her house. And she used to be in, like, an abusive relationship. Like, started from the bottom. Oh, wow. And now she has, like, her own company. She does, like, rose retreats. And so she's doing it virtually this year. So I actually bought a ticket. And so it's, like, a reset, like, your mind, how you, like, see your body, how you see life. So yeah, go give her a follow. It's hold on, let me get the at. And she's really great. She talks a lot about controversial kind of subjects when it comes to, like, body confidence and stuff like that. So sometimes she gets, like, shadow banned, and she's like, fuck you, Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, so her at is at MikZazon. So if you don't follow her already, go give her a follow. She's got that blue check mark.
Yes.
So yeah, that's mine. What about you?
I love that. Mine is probably, honestly, when I was thinking about this question, like, earlier today, looking at it, I was like, this is so hard for me to answer because I feel like it changes so often. But the one person that I can think of that, like, I have just really enjoyed following since I started following them, and it's been a few years, and I'm following, like, multiple things that they're doing and not just, like, just their Instagram, you know? And that person for me is Becca Martinez, who I've talked about on this podcast before. She's one half of the Chatty Broads podcast, and she used to be on The Bachelor. But she's kind of, like, gone rogue. Like, her podcast now is on, like, the blacklist. Like, if you have a contract with ABC or The Bachelor, you can't go on her podcast or you're breaking your contract. Like, Yeah, so I just really enjoy her content, and she's a mom now, so, like, I can relate to that, obviously.
Yeah.
She had an unplanned pregnancy. Like, her first child was a couple months, like, in with her boyfriend. She got pregnant, and they were just kind of like, oh, we've been dating for, like, 2 or 3 months, you know?
Awkward, yeah.
So it's been really fun to, like, watch her go from this person on The Bachelor who was, like, made fun of for being, like, young and naive and all these things, because she was the youngest person on her season and the first girl to have, like, a pixie haircut and, like, stuff like that. So she got a lot of crap for being, like, young and immature or whatever. And then she got off of The Bachelor and she was, like, a fan favorite and, like, has her own, like, successful podcast now and, like, is flourishing in her relationship, has two beautiful children. So I just love her. But she talks a lot about different, like, race issues and she, when things are going on, like, in Bachelor Nation, she, like, is one of the first people who is like, hey, does everybody see this? Like, this is not okay. I really admire the way that she does sponsorships. She is, like, really transparent with how much money she makes on Instagram through ads, and I think that that's a really big deal. So, yeah, that's probably mine. Her at is just at B-E-K-A-H, and... yeah, she talks a lot. Oh, she has a conscious clothing brand, too.
Nice.
So she talks about sustainability a lot and just, you know, things like
that.
Oh,
cool. Okay. I feel like those both of those people are, like, more, like, well-known versions of me and you.
Yes. Well, that's what I was just going to say, is yours is really representative of, like, what you talk about on social media.
Yeah, and mine's is kind too. Of... yeah. That's so funny.
We're going to learn a lot about ourselves.
I know. I'm so excited. I think. Okay. Let me unlock my phone. Hold on. Face ID. Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay. So. Oh, this is an interesting question. Okay. Will your name change when you turn 30?
Oh, like the podcast name. Like 20 something.
I am such an idiot.
Did you think you meant your name, Valerie Burns?
I thought maybe like with marriage, like.
Oh my gosh.
I feel very stupid.
That is perfect. I love that. You were like, will your name change when you turn 30? What?
Okay. Okay. Fun fact, Allison and I have actually talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Yes. It will be, this will be, or this is 30 something. If we're still doing it, then, I mean, we don't have to, but... if we are, then yes, it will change. First, it'll be me who turns 30, and then young, thriving Allison will turn 30.
I'll come behind that,
You're like, how many years? You just turned 24. Happy birthday. This is your birthday episode.
Thank you. Yes.
And then I am 26.
Yeah.
So 32, I'll be 32, and Allison will be 30. And then we'll change the name. So, There's the answer.
Or it could go the other way. And because what we could do is when you turn 30, be like just honorary 30-something age me up into it with you. Or we could be like, no, Val is staying a 20-something yes. for two more years. And you can be the honorary 20-something for two more years.
I like the second idea. I'm going to pretend I am 29 for a very long time.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. The name will change. But we'll stay the same. Yeah, but obviously if you guys don't keep listening, we're not going to keep doing this. So right. keep listening so tell that your we friends, can actually make that decision.
Tell your family. Tell your friends. Maybe not like your older family because I don't need them judging me.
Yeah, they won't like it.
Tell your friends. Tell your followers about us.
Yeah.
So that we can do this when we're still 30.
On your podcast, tell everybody that we're your favorite. Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
Talk about how great we are. Hype us up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I guess it's my turn to read one. What do you wish you knew before starting the podcast?
Oh. Oh, that's a good question.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That is a good question. Let me think about – let me ponder for a second. I think this is not like super deep or like life changing, but I wish that I had practiced not interrupting people more, because when you're editing, Allison's dying to be like me too. When you're editing, it makes it way easier when you don't interrupt each other by accident, and like because it is virtual, it's more difficult. And another part of my therapy is getting tested for ADHD, and when you get like I feel impulses to talk all the time in the middle of other people talking, and that is a symptom of or a sign not a symptom not a disease. It's a sign of ADHD. And so, yes, I wish that I had worked more on not interrupting people before we started.
I agree with that very much so. I think with my last, like when I was doing the podcast before we started doing it together, my last co-host and I met in a class. So we were kind of used to like, interacting in a way that's like classroom structure, you know, where you like wait to be called on and like you wait until somebody finishes an entire thought to start talking. But you and I have always just had like a conversational relationship.
Yes.
So it hasn't been a big deal to just like go off on tangents with each other or yeah. be like, oh, yes, me too. But it is so hard to edit over, especially because I don't think people realize the way that we edit. It really like it's time sensitive as to like when things line up with each other, mm-hmm. like when our two audio tracks are lining up. So if we're constantly talking over each other, it's really hard for us to decipher, oh, this is where Val's audio track should be and this is where Allison's audio track should be, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So
it
I does. Agree with that.
It does make it difficult. And like I am one of those people where if I have a thought, I feel the need to say it right then. And it's very hard for me to be like, they're still talking. Listen, and don't forget that thought because I always forget.
Yeah, that's how I am too. It's hard.
It is. But I'm working on it. And I mean, obviously you are too. So if you do notice that like while you're listening to episodes, it's because I have that impulse that I can't get rid of.
Yeah. Well, and I think that too for me, I actually talked about this with my therapist in my last session, just that I have a lot of things that I kind of have been – it's been pointed out to me that they are, like you were saying, signs of ADHD. So it makes me wonder, like, what – I don't know. What impulses, like, we have because of maybe, like, our shared experiences as – like women and like the point, because I don't know about you, but for me growing up, it was like women were, or girls, I guess, were diagnosed a lot less with ADD and ADHD, mm-hmm. and it was kind of ignored.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It venturing into that topic with my therapist and like trying to think about that for myself is interesting, because there are little habits like that that you're like, oh, I've just done that my whole life. I didn't realize that was like a sign of something.
Yeah.
And it was just ignored forever.
Yes. And what happens is, like my roommate and I looked into this a lot one day. And so what happens is you grow up and you have kids who have ADHD and you're like, I never had ADHD. Like, how are they getting this? And then you realize, like, you have had it your whole life. And the reason why it's looked over in females is because we already feel the need to overachieve in school. And so we push really hard to get the straight A's, get the honor roll, and get all that. And so we do fine in school. But then when we get into our adult life, we can't focus. Like, we interrupt people. And, you know, you lose things easily and just all these things that just have been overlooked your whole life because you did fine in school. Like, instead of and I feel like this is like a whole issue across our country, is instead of looking at grades to determine how okay a student is, like, maybe look at, like, you know, their habits and, like, what they're doing, how they're working. Like, both my brothers have ADHD. And so it would make sense for me to have it. I just had never struggled with school. And it's hard to know what the signs and symptoms are. Sometimes, I don't know why I keep saying that. what the signs are, because it wasn't really, like, the only sign that was talked about was bad grades. So.
Right. Yeah. So.
There's our tangent
for the night. Oh, I know. I know.
Who was calling?
I think that could be a whole episode in and of itself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a lot. And I think that I'm happy for both of us that we're, like, you know, getting to explore that now as adults, because it's better than, like, going our whole lives and never thinking about it or, you know, knowing about it. So.
Yes. And definitely, if you are listening to this and relate to what we're saying, talk to a therapist about it and don't self-diagnose. Because it can get worse if you self-diagnose. This is why I want to get tested by a therapist and not just, you know, assume I have it. Because you could have signs of it and it's not even related to that. So,
yeah. And especially if you have something else, like, I know I already have anxiety and my anxiety can manifest in weird ways. And so it's a very thin line to, like, self-diagnose, I feel like, with something like that.
Because
it could be so many different things. So.
For sure.
okay, I think it is your turn to ask a question now.
Okay, sorry.
I'm pretty sure.
It is.
You, me. Yeah, it is.
Okay, what is your current job?
I am currently the executive assistant at a real estate investment company, a local company. It's only like 3 salaried employees.
Oh, wow. That's
and I'm
really
one
small.
Of them. Yeah, it's really tiny. And then we obviously have, like, we flip houses. So we obviously have, like, contractors and stuff that work for us, but they are, like, hourly employees. But yeah, it's a very small company. I really like who I work for. I like the company itself. I'm not going to say the name of it, but I really enjoy it. We're not, like, flipping houses to make huge profits. We're there to sort of, like, push back on gentrification a little bit.
Oh, cool. Okay. I love
so
that.
So our primary markets are, like, FHA buyers, typically is, like, what we're selling our houses back to. And so we're, like, usually only selling for, like, a small profit margin, so that it's not, like, you know, flipping a $30,000 house into, like, a $200,000 house or $300 house or something like that.
Yeah.
So that is what I do. I do a lot of, like, phone calling and social media work and stuff like that. And I'm currently studying to become the realtor, but that's a long process.
Yeah, so. Especially with your moving and everything.
Yeah. What about you, Val?
I am a recruiter at a very large company huge, like, there's, it's a global company. And we work primarily with those who are undergrad students or working towards a degree. And so, yeah, it's really cool to see, like, working with college students and then having them get a full-time job or an internship or an internship and then a full-time job. And so you see the entire process. And you, they kind of, like, lock in the job before they graduate instead of graduating and then searching for a job. So it's nice, especially in this, like, job market to kind of help out kids who were in the same place that I was back then. And, yeah, it's fun. But, the you know, obviously there's pros and cons. So it's just a lot of work. But it is fun. And we're starting to – they're starting to, like, give us our own social media. And the person who is savvy with social media is me. So,
yeah.
I'm very excited to start doing that. But
that's really exciting. Yes. I love that, Val.
Yep. Is it my – no, it's your turn.
No, I think it is – oh, no, wait. Yeah, it is my turn. Okay. How did you get into the career path you're on, and what is your favorite thing about it?
Okay. So I kind of already talked about my favorite thing, which would be, you know, talking and interacting with college students and then helping them solidify a job before graduation. And then, like, watching them grow throughout the company is really cool. And then how I got into it is actually pretty funny because I was not really actively searching, but it just kind of fell in my lap. I was working in social services, and it was not a – I loved the company, like, bawled my eyes out giving my 2 weeks, but unfortunately it was not enough money to live the way I want to live, and I was told, you know, like, that's not going to be possible in this field. So I was, like, looking for, like, random jobs, and then I went to Preston's friend's graduation party, and he was talking about the company that I work for and how great it is and all these fun things they do, and he was like, well, so-and-so actually said that there's a position opening on their team for recruiting. And I was like,
ooh,
what? And so I interviewed and got the job, and I've been working there since September 2019. Got promoted to a recruiter a year ago from a specialist. And, yeah, here I am working.
That's so great. Yes. Go Val. Yes.
So how did you
to hear it?
How did you get into your job?
So kind of the same thing. It was just random. The job I had, I wasn't making enough money at. I didn't care about it anyway.
Yeah.
I was the front office secretary for a millwork company. Mm-hmm. So people that make doors and window frames and stuff like
How
that.
How exhilarating.
Such fun work. And it was all men in the office except for me and one other girl, which...
Trash. Just kidding.
Just makes for kind of a... I mean, it makes for kind of a toxic workplace, I'm not going to lie, when there's, like, no female input in the office.
Yeah.
Yikes. When there's only one viewpoint running an entire operation, and then you put, like, different variations of people into that operation, it just doesn't work very well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I had to get out of that. I did.
Glad you did.
I told them that if I couldn't make... because. I actually found them through a recruiting agency, and I really, really, my dad actually worked for that recruiting agency when my family lived here in Kansas City before we moved to Georgia. And so I used them to find this job, and I actually, like, really like the recruiting agency and would probably use them again if I ever had to. But, yeah, when my contract, like, my, you know, part-time contract, like, through the recruiting agency was ending, or not part-time, but I guess, like, temporary, because they, like, pay you through the recruiting agency until, like, a certain point, and then the company can decide to, like, make you a full-time employee, or you, like, go find another job through the recruiting place, basically. So that time was coming for me, and I told the company, like, if you want to make me full time, because I had just found out I was pregnant, I was like, I'm going to need to know my maternity care package, mm-hmm. and I'm going to need a little bit of a raise when I come on, like, full time with the company. And it wasn't a huge raise. It was like maybe 25 cents an hour or something like that. Like, it wasn't something crazy. Yeah. It was like I was going from like almost minimum wage to like, you know, maybe $2 more a day or something like that. Like, not crazy.
Well, you got to secure the bag somehow. You got to start somewhere.
Right. And so I told, you know, I told them that, and they were like, nope, we don't want to do that for you. And you're all, they were like, also, our company is less than 50 employees, so we don't have to offer you any maternity care under the FMLA law because we don't meet those criteria. So I peaced out because of that. And then I found my current job just literally looking for random jobs on ZipRecruiter. And so shout out ZipRecruiter, or maybe it was Indeed. I don't know. One of those. Shout out online job searching, because that's how I found this one. And I put in my – I went to a career-focused high school, so we learned a lot about, like, how to sell yourself in your resume and stuff like that.
Oh, that's very nice. And,
yes, it's very nice. And so I was always that friend in college who was like, pay me $20, I'll do your resume and your whole application. Don't worry about it.
Like I said, you got to secure the bag somehow.
Yes. No, but I put in my resume, like, one of my core values is, like honesty and integral work or something like that. And that is, like, what my boss hired me off of, because she was like, I can train you to do pretty much whatever I want, but I can't train somebody in core values. And, like, that is what I want. So she hired me, like, pretty much the day we did our in-person interview. And my favorite thing about the job is actually my boss. I would do pretty much whatever she, like, honest, like, obviously it gets hard sometimes and you, right. like, don't want to do it some days. But I would work for her, like, forever if she let me. And if she was like, we're running a sewage plant starting tomorrow, I would be like, great.
I'm in.
A sewage plant.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Because she just is really great. Like, when we had a lot of stress going on with finding out we had to move and all of the reasons behind that. Mm-hmm. And then we also had some other personal stuff that I didn't talk about on the podcast. But yeah, after all of that, she just, like, pretty much demanded that I take a few days off and was like, I don't even want to hear any questions about it. Like, just pick a couple days. Mm-hmm. You're taking them completely off. And one of them was my birthday, and she didn't even, like, text me or anything. She, like, waited until I was back at work to tell me happy birthday, because she was like, I didn't even want you to think about us. I didn't want you to, like, even have us on your radar at all for 2 seconds. So, I would work for her forever. She's hands down my favorite part of my job, for sure.
Good. I love that. I'm glad that you're happy, and having a good boss is everything.
Yeah, for sure. You can do, like, pretty much anything if your boss is cool, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so next question.
Okay.
It's my turn to ask, I think. How did – or wait, we just answered that one.
Yeah.
What are your side jobs? I think that's, like, directed to both of us. That's why it's, like, multiple things.
Ooh. Yeah. Mine are – obviously, the podcast is one. We treat this as close to a job as we can for, like, two people that don't get paid doing it. and then I also dabble in some non-toxic living stuff. I'm kind of in a place where I'm, like, reworking it in my head and, like, figuring out where I want to go with it, so I don't want to, like, talk too much about it, because right. I'm still
that makes sense
still figuring it out. But that's what I do. I am very much into the what I believe is evident link between everyday household chemicals and things like cancer and infertility and a lot of those issues that have been more modern issues that we can't seem to figure out and we can't seem to understand why they're skyrocketing right now. Mm-hmm. And I just really think that probably the products that we're using every day have something to do with those issues. And I'm really passionate about figuring those things out and sharing what I learn about that. So
yeah. And you do a very good job. You inspire me to have some cleaner cleaning stuff, and use essential oils and instead of, you know, candles all the time. So, yes.
Yeah, I try to be, like, not – because there are a lot of people that, like, try to be scare tactic-y about it. And I try to be, like, hey, this is just, like, the information. But, like, here comes I really don't care what you do.
Allison's so innocent about it. She's like, this is just what I do and it works for me. Here you go if you want it.
Take if you it. Want it.
Take it if you want it. Don't if you don't.
Yeah. What about you, Val?
Okay, so mine is also in a changing period, so I'm not going to get into it much. But right now, obviously, the podcast. And then in my other spare time, I have been trying to figure out what content I want to bring for my social media to kind of expand my community farther than just the podcast, because obviously we have our own, like, individual followers. But to me, like, it is a job to do that. And so I want to be able to, like, I'm inspired by Mick Cezanne, how she is very open about, like, her experiences and her vulnerabilities. And so I kind of just try to do the same thing with my experiences, because obviously they're different. And hope that eventually I will have a large community to kind of cater to and bring daily content. But with everything going on in my mental head, it's been a little difficult. So right now, my side job, honestly, is trying to get my shit together.
Yes, and, amen.
Like, you know, reorganize my finances, revamp my mental health, and just kind of enjoy life when I can. And yeah, that's what I consider my side job, honestly. And it doesn't pay, but it is a job. So
yeah, I love that. That is, yeah, my side job right now is finding us housing. So
right, yeah. Like, we can podcast.
You
and
want
we
the
can
real
work,
answers?
Like, yeah.
That's what they are.
And then we produce great content when we can and when we want to.
Right. Yeah. And most of it honestly happens here.
Yes. On the podcast. Which is why we started it, because we didn't know what we wanted our, like, pages to be. So here we are giving the content that you might not find elsewhere. So
yeah, I love that. Okay. Favorite color? An easy one.
Pink. It's always been pink.
Really? Always?
I had an imaginary friend named Pink.
Oh, I love that.
She moved off to California with Blue.
Oh. Yeah.
Inspired so by sad. Barbie.
I abandoned my imaginary friend, and it was heartbreaking for
That's
me.
So sad.
The, like, because I think everybody, if you have an imaginary friend, you have, like, the breakup story in your head.
Oh, yeah,
you know, of, like, why they're not around anymore.
Right.
And mine was when we moved, I forgot to take her off of the or help her get off of the swing on the swing set, because for some reason my imaginary friend couldn't get off of the swing set by herself. So she's forever just swinging in my old childhood
backyard.
It's like
that Drake, song, just swinging.
Yeah. It's my imaginary friend. Well, that was another little random tangent.
Yeah,
but
what's your color?
My color's yellow.
Oh, that's
it used
so
to
you.
Be, yes. It used to be purple, when I was, like, in, honestly, when I was little up until, like, college. And then when I moved away from college, I missed my mom a lot. Mm. And her favorite color is and always has been yellow. Aww. And then I just started to, like, really love the color yellow. That's more. So, and I really think it's because of my mom. Mom, if you're listening, that's why my favorite color is yellow. Oh,
that's very cute. My mom's like, yeah, there's nothing. She's been loving pink since she got out of freaking womb. She is like, she used to be like a tomboy when she was growing up. So she's like, I don't know how you came out the way you are.
How you?
Like, yeah. Pink. Okay, if you're watching like the video, pink.
Yeah.
My blanket is pink.
Yeah.
This is like coral. Your shirt. It's like coral, but like pink. Everything's pink. My Apple Watch. And like, I was at Starbucks the other day and I had ordered, this is like a random tangent. I'm so sorry. This episode's going to be so long. And so I had a pink wallet. I had pink keys. I had pink nails and I was wearing a pink shirt. I had a pink mask, pink cheetah print mask.
Yes, girl. And
he literally called me out and he was like, oh, I had pink chapstick too. He called me out and he goes, oh, I love how you're matching everything pink today. And I was like, that's unintentional. And you
didn't even realize.
Yeah, I go, oh my gosh, it is matching. Wow. Well, would you look at that?
You were like, lucky me.
Wow, must be the day. I don't know.
Oh my god, that's
so that's anyways, so I might have an obsession, but it's okay. Okay, if you could give your teenage self advice, what would it be?
Say no.
I way more love that.
You're allowed to, and you should. And there will be specific instances when you're an adult that you look back on and you're like, I wish I would have just told blah, 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 no. And not even about big things, just about little things. Like, mm-hmm. I wish I would have told my friend who asked me if she could borrow my copy of the Hilary Duff A Cinderella Story movie when I brought it to school for show and tell. I wish I would have told her no, because I knew that bitch wasn't going to bring that back.
Oh,
and
no.
And she never did. And so you know what I don't have? My copy of A Cinderella Story, okay? So.
Talk about trauma.
Teenage Allison. Yeah, you can tell people no. It will haunt you for not just the big things, but a bunch of the little things, too.
Wow. That is very true. I mean, damn. That's traumatic.
Yeah, that's my one.
That's traumatic. Mine would probably be to stop caring what other people think.
Yep.
And that was always, like, when I was a teenager, that was always my resolution every year. And it still is a problem, but not as much as a problem. But that's something I always struggled with, is always trying to, like, please everybody because I wanted everyone to like me. And ended up, like, you know, being isolated sometimes. So, so yeah, don't give a shit what people think of you. That's mine.
Yeah.
Should we start like just asking each other the question and then only one answer for time purposes?
Yeah, we can do that. I was going to say we only have a few, more, so we could just like rapid fire, just okay. Like not do any whys and just okay. Do the answers,
okay? And like don't go on a tangent, even though it's very hard for Allison and I not to go on a tangent. We're both very,
yeah,
very prone to that.
Most of these should be pretty, like the rest of these should be pretty rapid fire now that I'm like looking at them, honestly.
Oh, for sure. Okay.
So top three favorite top three favorite movies. What are yours?
Mean Girls, The Notebook. Mine are so basic. Basic white bitch.
Mine are too.
Mean Girls, The Notebook. Shit. Oh, Grease.
Ooh, yes. Good one.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine are 13 going on 30.
Oh, top choice.
Step Brothers.
Good one.
And... I know. Every time it makes me
it's
laugh.
So funny.
My dad and I like it. It's so good. And Bridesmaids.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Those are my top three.
We have some taste, okay? They might be basic. It might be basic taste, but it's some taste.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Do you believe in soulmates?
Yes, every single kind. I believe in romantic soulmates, like friendship soulmates, mm-hmm. I believe you can have so many soulmates, yes.
Okay. I was going to say, because I don't believe in, like, one soulmate.
No, I don't believe in that either.
Bullshit. Like, I think there's a lot of different people for everyone, and that includes, like, family soulmates, friend soulmates, acquaintance soulmates.
Right.
And then, like, obviously the lover soulmates. I think there's a lot of, like, different souls that you can mesh with and be perfect with, and there's a lot of other people that can make everyone happy, so
yeah.
I think there's a lot of people for everyone, and yeah, so
yeah. And I mean, think about Taylor Swift. Think about how many soulmates she has to have to be making this level of music. So
yeah. And now she has, like, songwriter soulmates that are bringing the wonderful creation that is the folklore era. So
yeah
different types of soulmates.
We're definitely podcast soulmates for sure. Yes,
like coworker soulmates. There's a lot of, like, there's a lot of different souls that work together, and you get through life that way.
Yes, amen. Okay. If you could be or if you could eat one type of food for a week, what would it be? I think that this means if you could only eat, like if you were only eating one type of food, what would it be?
Oh. Do we have consequences from our answer?
I think this is, like, for me, I'm going to answer this in, like, perfect world scenario. So okay. I don't need to take nutrition into fact. I don't need to take anything into consideration.
Easy. Yeah. Okay. Oh, should I answer? I guess I should answer.
Yes.
Mine is easily frozen yogurt.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes.
I crave it. It's like my go-to.
Mine is probably just pasta, just different types of pasta. If I could just eat pasta salad, different types of pastas with sauces. Just
see, you were smart. All week. You were smart about your answer.
No, frozen yogurt is honestly good. Like, I could do frozen yogurt almost equivalently.
And not to bring another tangent up, but the frozen yogurt industry is dying because of COVID and nobody is talking about it.
Oh, makes me so sad. If we get out of this and there's no more frozen yogurt shops.
Preston and I have searched for frozen yogurt places this entire year, and nobody talks about the fact that there's, like, none left. Like, we had to drive 20 minutes to get some last night. 20.
That makes me so sad.
It was worth every minute of the drive, but, no one's talking about it either.
We used to get frozen yogurt every week, Jason and I did.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, as our little date.
Maybe this summer the industry will rise from the ashes.
Yeah. If everybody is able to get vaxxed up in May, maybe we can roll around in June and July and save the frozen yogurt industry.
Let's do it. Let's start a petition. Change.org. Bring frozen yogurt back.
I know. Right?
Okay. Favorite emotional support oil or aromatherapy scent?
Ooh. There is one that I really like from Young Living that's a blend that's called Sarah, S-A-R-A, and I can't remember exactly what's in it, but it's a really floral, like, grounding scent, and it helped me process through a lot of my emotions after I miscarried and also when I lost my grandma. So that's, like, one of my favorite ones. But I also just really like lavender, too.
Oh, lavender's a classic.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine is definitely, I'm forgetting the name, but you will know it. It's by Young Living, and it starts with an R. It's like an R.
Oh, is it RC?
RC. RC is my best friend. I will put that shit in the shower if I'm depressed, put a couple drops in, stand in the shower, or sit in the shower, and just bask in your emotions. And I don't know why, but I always feel way better after, so that is, like, my go-to.
Aw. That makes me so happy that you have a favorite one.
I do, and I can't, like, it's not on the website.
Really?
Yeah, I can't find it, but we can talk about that later, but yeah, it's hard. Yeah. But yeah, that one's my favorite one. I'm almost out because I use so much of it.
Oh my god.
And I don't use essential oils a lot. Like, I'm not, like, the essential oil type person. I always forget, and that is the one that I'm like, I need to restock soon.
Yes. I think I have some rewards points that I can cash in and get you some if you need some ASAP.
I have some too. I'm fine.
Okay.
Like I said, we can talk about this later, but, but yeah, this is not the place. But
anyways.
Like, anyways.
Yes. Okay. Favorite thing about yourself?
Oh, I wasn't ready for this question. My favorite thing about myself, that's actually, and this is very depressing, but it's very hard to answer right now, but I'm going to try my best. Just because, like, my mental space, this is, I don't know, it always happens in this month. I really like my optimism when I can grab it. Like, I feel like when I can be positive and have the energy to be, I can be, like, extremely positive, especially for other people. And I really like that about myself, so. Hyping myself up.
I really
up.
Like that about you, too.
Oh, thanks. what about you?
I like my willingness to help other people.
Oh, yes, that's a good one about you.
I also like how recently I'm trying to translate that into helping myself a little bit. Yeah. Like, trying to instill some boundaries, like, within myself. Like, I think we talked about the phone boundary a couple of weeks ago, where I'm trying to be off of it at 10:30 until 8:30 when I can remember to do that and set that boundary for myself. I really notice a difference. I'm trying to, like, start to get up in the morning a little bit earlier, because I was just getting up with Laurel and, like, feeding her and then going back to bed, or just sleeping through it if Jason, like, got up with her that morning and, like, sleeping in, which, honestly, I don't think I'm the type of person that sleeping in really serves. I think I need to just realize that, like, I feel better about my day and about myself if I have time to, like, get up and get ready and not be, like, rushing through the morning, you know? So I definitely like that I am so, like, willing to help other people and, like, help them find solutions for things that work for them. But recently, I like that I'm trying to apply that to myself too.
I love that. There was this thing that I saw. I don't know if you posted it, probably, but it was saying, like, think about what your it was TikTok. Think about what your love language is, like, how you perceive love, and then it was like, so what do you do for yourself? Like, how do you? So if you're so, like, mine is quality time, like, my love language. And so am I giving myself quality time with myself? And that's, like, why I – and it sounds, like, so kind of messed up, but when I'm upset, I want to isolate myself and I want to, like, be alone. And, like, a lot of people see that as, like, you know, shutting people out. But, like, to me, it's, like – self-love to myself, like, I'm showing myself love by, like, isolating myself and being in my head. Just remember what your love language is and give that to yourself, because you gotta show yourself love all the time.
That's right. I love that so much. Yes. Val, that's so great.
Favorite thing about each other?
Ooh,
how cute.
My favorite thing about you is, even if it is something, like, dark that we're talking about or something that we wish we didn't have to talk about, you and I always have a good time talking about it with each other.
Yeah.
And I always find a lot of, like, this is going to sound so stupid. Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not.
But I always find a lot of, like, peace in – like, I find a lot of peace in the, like, the world after we talk, because I think, especially in quarantine, like, you watch people on social media, like, talk about how Wayfair is, like, sex trafficking kids. What I'm saying. Like, so many things happen, and you're like, what is going on with the world? Is everybody else outside of my house crazy? Like, what is happening right now? Yeah. And talking to you, especially, like, really forming a deeper friendship through the pandemic and mm-hmm. through everything that was happening was really valuable for me, because it showed me that, like, not only were people who were already in my life, like, not crazy and not losing their minds, mm-hmm. but I could still make new meaningful friendships, and, like, those people could also not be crazy, and I don't have to be, like, afraid of the rest of the world and sharing my opinion with them, because you were, like, a completely new person that could have just totally not liked me, and you did, yeah. you know?
That's true.
So you just give me a lot of, like, after I talk with you, I have a lot of, like, hope that there are other, like, just really good human beings in the world, you know?
You made me cry.
So I don't know what that is about you, but just, like, something about your soul just makes me go, like, okay, like, humans can be good at their core. Like, it still exists.
Because we're podcast soulmates.
Yes, it is.
Okay, my favorite thing about you is how much you – and, like, I feel bad saying this because I know sometimes you can do this too much and then it ends up, like, being not self-love, like, the opposite – not, like, hate, but, like, you know.
Too much of anything just, is a bad thing.
So I love how caring you are of, like, other people's feelings and, like, how they're doing. Like, you are really good at, like, checking up on people and remembering to reach out to people, and it means a lot. Like, this morning you sent me affirmations, like, because I couldn't record last night because I was depressed as shit, and, like, it like, today my day was really good, and so just know that, like, when you reach out to people, it's, like, very...
You're going to make me cry.
Oh, no. Gosh,
I think it was Tati that asked this question. Ew. Tati, why did you do this to us?
Ew, emotions.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, well, thank you. That means a lot to me. I have a lot of weird insecurities about if I'm being a good friend or not.
Oh, no. That's you're just a great, like, friend.
The ultimate compliment you could have paid me, you know?
Oh, well, it's my favorite thing about you, so. You're doing a good job.
Okay, we have to move on from this, or it's going to get too sappy. Is it my turn to read one?
Yes.
Okay. A book everyone should read at least once.
Oh. Oh my god. Okay. It's, like, almost bedtime.
I know.
Okay, a book everyone should read at least once. So I don't read, but
short answer.
But I do listen to Audibles, and one that gets me every time is You Are a Badass. It is so good at making you, like, revamp your life and your confidence. So just listen to it or read it. I don't know.
I love that. I've heard about that book, but I haven't ever read it before. So I need to take it seriously.
I was thinking it was, like, a basic answer because I was like, everyone's read this. No, you should go listen to it. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Mine is going to be one that not everybody's going to agree with, and that's okay.
What is it, Twilight?
Mine's gonna be no. Oh god, don't even say that around my TikTok. Don't even say that. No. Ina May's Guide to Childbirth. And not because I think everybody should give birth, but because I think we all were birthed and we all should know how that happened.
That's, like, actually a really good point.
I don't think schools do a good job of anatomically explaining if you're a person who decides that you're going to birth children, what will happen to your body. Mm-hmm. And I also don't think that it does a good job of explaining if you're a person who chooses not to birth children, how to support the people in your life that do. And I think that that book is just really great. And it's a really good book because it gives birthing experiences that, like, are across the board. It's one of the, like, world's leading midwives that wrote it. And she talks about, like, people who have given birth, like, you know, completely natural births by themselves, like, unassisted. But then also people who have given birth, like, you know, under normal, like, hospital conditions. Mm-hmm. And then kind of everything in between. And so there's, like, a birth story section that's that stuff. And then there's the section where, like, she, as a midwife, explains birth and explains, like, these are the wonderful things that your body is, like, set up to do for birth. And, like, here's how you can, like, help yourself, like, achieve these things and help your body, like, basically, like, help you help yourself pretty much. And so it's really wonderful, like, if you're going to be a partner of somebody who's giving birth, mm-hmm. or if you're going to be giving birth yourself, or if you have friends or family that are close to you and you just want to understand their experience, it's a really great way to, like, be informed when speaking to other people or, like, when going through it yourself, I guess.
Nice. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. I'll keep that. I'll reach out to you when I'm there.
That's mine. Yeah. I know. I was like, I'm going to explain this one a little bit because I think at first it comes off like, I want everybody to read that because everybody should have kids. And that's not – I just think it's like we all
should understand
how – so we should know how that happened, yeah. you know?
Yeah. Okay, so favorite movie that reminds you of your childhood?
Ooh. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that's a good one. Mine is – mine is comical. Good Burger.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
When I tell you, I was like 3 years old, and when my dad would pick me up from my mom's house to go to his house for the weekend, this one time I forgot to pack Good Burger. When I tell you, the demon came out of my soul. I remember this day, which is, like, so weird because I don't remember anything else from this time period. But I remember screaming, and I'm like, I want Good Burger. His ass had to turn around. We were almost there. He turned around and drove my ass back home so I could get Good Burger. Because back then it was VHS, okay? We couldn't just, like, stream whatever.
Nope.
It was VHS tapes, and yep. So,
I love that.
It's so stupid now, but it's such a good movie. No,
that's so cute.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. Favorite alcoholic beverage?
Josh Pinot Grigio.
Ooh.
That is the all-time Josh anything, really. So, if you have never tried Josh anything, red wine, white wine, because I drink both. But, like, there's nothing better than a nice cold glass of Josh Pinot Grigio. Daisy agrees. I don't know if you heard that, but she just meowed. All right, what is yours?
Daisy's like, yep. Mimosas. Oh. And I'm not, I'm not stingy about the type of champagne. I will take Andre's, anything you got.
Yes, that's a good answer. I like that one. Favorite non-alcoholic beverage?
I'm trashy. I like soda.
Dr. Pepper.
Honestly. Yeah. Dr. Pepper. I like Pepsi.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're a Pepsi girl.
Well, Coke or Pepsi. Okay. I just like classic soda. Classic you soda. Know?
Okay, yes. I'm a Dr. Pepper fanatic.
So is Jason.
Ugh, it's so good.
I mean, he one time he was really, really drunk, and he was drinking, like, his third Dr. Pepper of the night, and he just looked at me and goes, a doctor a day keeps the doctor away. And I was like, what? That was, like, really early on when we were dating.
We love to see it. Your turn.
What is your favorite warm beverage?
Coffee.
Made at home, or would you prefer to go get it somewhere else?
If it was a perfect world, I would get it from somewhere every day. But I like changing it up, mm-hmm. so I don't really have a preference on where it's from. Typically, I just go to Starbucks because of the points and, like, you know,
they support right. Planned Parenthood and stuff like that. So I would love to get Starbucks every day, but unfortunately I'm not made of money.
Right. So you can't just wear your leather suit and stroll into Starbucks every day.
No, I can't.
Oh my gosh.
What is yours?
Mine is probably chai lattes. Oh, I am a slut for a good chai latte.
A dirty chai? Sure. Just slap me already.
And I'm the same way. If I were made of money, I would get it somewhere every day, every single day of my life.
Yes. Ugh.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, now we're now to the personal. I guess we can just, do, we can do like, I'll ask you your first question and then you can do my first question.
Okay.
How old is Daisy and how did you get her?
Daisykins. Okay. She is turning, five this summer. Sad face. I got her because, I actually love this story, so I'm very glad somebody asked this.
Yay!
Okay, well, it starts off really sad, but it's a happy ending. Okay, so I used to have a cat named Catsby after The Great Gatsby, and I like that movie too. And anyways, he only lived to be like 2 years old, and unfortunately had an aneurysm right in front of me. It was very traumatic. I thought he was having an exorcism. It was so fucked up. It was at 1:30 in the morning, finals week, okay?
I can't imagine.
It was terrible. Oh, it was like, I literally, he was on the table. Like, he was always, like, on the table with me, and I was studying. And I was putting a cup in the dishwasher, and I look up, and he's just, like, breathing heavily with like huge pupils. And anyways, I thought he was choking, and then turns out he wasn't, and it was like loud and scary and like very dramatic. Anyways, so
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. My teacher was very nice and gave me a like curve on my grade because he was like very sensitive to like pet stuff. So
I'm so glad. Yeah,
so that's very nice about it. And so basically, like 5 or so days later, the same Lauren, she's like my childhood best friend, she got me Catsby originally. And so at her house in Athens, she started hearing meowing on her porch. 5 days. It was like a universe. I get chills talking about it every time. 5 days after, it was like my birthday week. It was terrible. Okay, so she heard crying on her porch, and she found Daisy, and she had a collar on. So she put signs up everywhere, and nobody wanted her. She put on Facebook groups, signs in her neighborhood, everything. And so she ended up like taking her to the vet, make sure she didn't have a chip. And she didn't. And so guess who had cat stuff already from her cat?
Right.
Me. And so I was like, oh, I'll just foster her until somebody, you know, claims her. Mm-hmm. Well, like 2 weeks go by and I'm like, all right, well, she's my cat. So
right.
I named her Daisy from The Great Gatsby. Because Gatsby dies and Catsby died and his like soulmate was Daisy. And it was just perfect. And so that's
how I love that. That's such a great story.
Isn't it so good? And I always like hate that I have a generic cat name. But I have to tell a story with it because I'm like, no. It's a good story, I promise.
Yes. My parents' dog's name is Daisy too. And so I have a soft spot for the name Daisy.
Okay, so your question. I lost my place. How did you get so many pets? Your origin stories.
Okay. So we have 7 pets. We had a hamster. She is no longer with us. Rest in peace, Meredith. She was my first, out on my own pet. And she lived a very happy, full, long for a hamster life. And she got very old and passed away peacefully in her cage.
At least she didn't, explode or something like the other hamsters do.
No. Yeah. Nothing traumatic. Good. Just passed away.
Meredith went away peacefully.
Yeah. So, had her for a long time. And while I had her, I also, about 2 years before she passed away, this is such a random story, but my cat, Georgie, she was just a stray at our apartment complex. Mm-hmm. And Jason and I were going to a Braves game, and we passed by her, and I had been, like, giving her, like, food scraps and stuff like that for a couple days because I felt, like, bad for her. And she had a really distended stomach, so we thought she might be pregnant, mm-hmm. too. Oh, and I was like, well, if she's pregnant, I don't want her to, like, starve. Yeah. And it's, like, middle of April in Georgia, so it was, like, sweltering hot outside. So I was bringing her water and, like, you know, whatever. And so Jason made a joke, like, oh, I like, that's your cat now or whatever. And while we were at the Braves game, I got an email from the apartment complex saying, like, if somebody doesn't claim this cat, we're taking her to the shelter. And the shelter in Cobb County is, or at least at the time, like, the one that we lived by that they would have taken her to was a kill shelter. And she was, like, at least, you know, 3 years old, and she was, like, maybe pregnant. So I was like, she probably wouldn't get adopted out, and they would probably euthanize her, you know? And so I didn't want that to happen, and I took her in. We went to Dollar Tree and got a bunch of random cat stuff from Dollar Tree, and I had a cat. And then after that, I kind of fell in love with her, and we just kind of, like, started taking in animals. So Jason and I used to live separately, and so I had Georgie and Meredith, and then he got our German Shepherd, Rom, was, like, originally just his dog, and he got him through, like, a family friend had a bunch of puppies, and he just took one of the puppies. And then after Rom came Addison, who was my second cat. One of my friends got her as, like, a present to her brother, and her brother ended up being allergic, so they had to get rid of her, and so I took her in. And then after Addison, Jason and I moved in together, and we were like, we have two cats, let's get another dog, you know, like, why not? And so we got Tucker, just went to a shelter and picked him out. He is a chocolate lab and pit bull mix, very sweet. And then Bunny and Frankie are two cat twins. They are Maine Coon mixes. And they were born on Jason's family's property. And the mom and the rest of the siblings left Bunny and Frankie because Frankie was the runt, and I don't think the mom thought she was going to survive. And Bunny literally, like, was protecting her. Like, that's why he stayed behind, was to protect his little sister. So, very sweet. The reasons their names are Bunny and Frankie is because the vet originally thought Bunny was a boy, and so, or was a girl. And so we were like, oh, Bunny and Frankie, like, that's cute. And then we found out a few weeks later that he was a boy.
That and happens we just a didn't lot change with his name. Cats.
Yeah. Really. So we just didn't change his name. We were like, he's just Bunny. And then the last animal that we have is Rafi. He's a turtle. After Meredith passed away, we had an empty, like, glass aquarium, mm-hmm. Which is what we used for, like, her hamster enclosure. And so my friend had a turtle that she could not care for anymore. And we were like, we have an empty cage.
Might Bring as well.
Bring your turtle over. So that's all of our animals, and I tried to keep their origin stories as short as I could.
Well, I think you did a pretty good job.
Thank you. Okay, your next question, how did you meet Preston?
Okay, so basically, every time I tell this story, I'm like, I sound very ridiculous. So I had a friend who worked at Taco Mac, and I went to Taco Mac with my friends
It was actually a very terrible day for me mentally. It was like very, like 10 days after my sexual assault, one of them. And I was like, honestly, I dragged myself out of bed and I was like, just go out with your friends, have a beer, eat some wings, mm-hmm. and it'll be done. So, mm-hmm. At the same time, her boyfriend was visiting her, as well. And they sat at a table very nearby. And I saw Preston, and he was wearing a purple shirt, and I was like, oh, he's cute. And so I texted her after I got in my car, and, like, I don't know if he noticed this, but, like, I kept looking at him, like, being like, is he looking at me? Like, and so I texted her, and she was like, oh, that's Preston. And I found out that he was, like, younger than me, and I was like, oh, never mind, because it's, like, 4 years. It's, like, 4 years, and I was like, oh, never mind, and she was like, well, just hang out with us on Sunday. Like, you don't have to, like, date him or anything. And so I was like, all right, fine, I'll meet him. Well, I met him, and we were playing this game called Murder in the Dark. And we were able to, like, flirt a lot during that. So, basically, like, I don't know if he knows this. He's going to text me after he listens to this episode and be like, why didn't you tell me any of this stuff? So we're playing Murder in the Dark, which is basically hide and seek in the dark. And one person's a murderer. And once they kill you, you have to lay there on the floor, and then so everyone else has to figure out who the murderer is. Okay, that's, like, long story short. So I knew he was, like, in an area, and so I was like, oh, I'm gonna go hide with Preston, and, you know, we can, like, you know, flirt, not, like, do anything, just, like, get to know each other, have flirt a little bit. And
right.
So we were hiding in this bathroom, and we were talking, blah, 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 and he kills me. He was the murderer the whole time. The whole fucking time he was the murderer. And he was, like, playing it off like he wasn't, and he was like, yeah, we're hiding, blah, blah, blah. And so it was, like, a frat bathroom, so I had to sit on the floor of a frat boy bathroom.
Oh, my God.
While everyone else figured out who the murderer was, and the murderer was him. And anyway,
you were with the murderer the whole time.
I was with him the whole time. And so anyways, we, like, kicked it off really well. And then we eventually got snowed in together, like, the first week we met each other. And
cute.
So, yeah. Then we started dating, and here I am.
Love that. So, that's so cute.
Yes, it is very cute. I do like our story, but he didn't know a lot of that. So I'm going to get some text messages after this episode.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, your question is, and this is the last question of the episode, so if you're still here, hold on tight. We're
almost done. Yes, you made it. This is the end.
When did you get married?
May 19th, 2019. It was a very small wedding. We each had, like, 7 or 8 friends there, and then just, like, immediate family. Like, we invited grandparents, and then parents and siblings, and that was it. So it was very intimate. It was a state park wedding.
And very cute, though. I remember, like, creeping on your pictures. I was like, it's so pretty.
Aw, thank you. Yes. Yeah, it was everything that we wanted. If we did it all over again, we would do it the exact same way for sure.
Ugh, good. I love when that happens.
Yes. Well, thank you, everybody, for making it this far. Listen, if you did.
This is a very long episode. Obviously, the podcast episode might be a little shorter, but yes, thank you so much for listening. This was very fun. I think we should do this for, like, all of our milestones. And
for sure, like, every 10 or something, like, when we get to 20,
just
30.
Q&A.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we wanted to... We kind of talked about it, I think, but we're basically going to have a way for people to submit episode ideas. And so we will have like something, we haven't figured out the logistics yet, but we will have something in our bio on our Instagram. And so you'll be able to put in the episode idea, what topic you want us to talk about, say who you are if you want to. And then if you are an honorary 20 something that we have chosen, then we will do like something special for you if we choose your topic idea. So please go do that once we like announce on our Instagram. And you can go, I know Allison usually does this, but you can go to our Instagram. It is at this is 20 something pod, right?
I think at this is 20
20 something pod. Oh, this is 20 pod. Yes, yeah. That's right. And so that is at THISISTWENTYPOD. And then yes. My Instagram, if you want to ask me more random questions or suggest another therapist if mine doesn't work out, that is at val.burns. That is VAL.BYRNES.
Yes. And yeah, if you want to, I don't even know what you could talk to me about, multiple things throughout this episode. but you can go to at Allison R. Carpenter at ALLISONRCARPENTER. Ask me some non-toxic questions. I